Tonight it was Dubuque Wallard beating Harlan in three straight games, 25-23, 25-21, and 25-18 were the scores as the top-ranked Golden Eagles down the 10th-rated Cyclones. Also, Bishop Heelan Catholic, a winner over Charles City, 3-1. Waverly Shellrock swept 3 from Maquoketa, while Union went the distance, knocking out 2nd-rated Solon, 3-2 yesterday. In Class 4A first-round action, it was Iowa City West over Abraham Lincoln in three straight, 25-20, 25-15, and 25-20 were the set scores. It was Cedar Rapids Kennedy over Dubuque Hempstead 3 in a row. Iowa City High beat Cedar Falls 3-1, and Ankeny dumped Waukee in 3 straight games. Those winners move into the semifinals. First round play scheduled for today in the smaller classes. They'll start in 1A today at noon. It's 10th rated Woodward Granger facing top ranked Tripola. Also 9th rated East Union facing number 2 ranked Lamar's Galen Catholic. In the 1:30 matches, 5th rated Stanton faces number 4 ranked Boyden Hull, while number 6 Janesville will play 3rd-ranked Holy Trinity Catholic. Then tonight, it's the 2A first-round matchups. At 6 o'clock, 7th-rated Sheldon faces number 4 Guthrie, a Grundy center, and 2nd-rated Lake Mills will battle St. Albert. Those are at 6 o'clock. The 7:30 matches have Kemper Catholic facing top-ranked Western Christian and number 10-rated West Liberty facing 3rd-ranked Dyke New Hartford. Those winners moving into the semifinals this weekend. Well, the Hawkeye 10 announced its all-conference volleyball selections this morning, and here's a look at the 2011 list. First-teamers include 5 unanimous picks: Jess Shaben of Harlan, Carly DeMarc of Lewis Central, Maddie Dries of Kemper Catholic, Gabby French of Red Oak, and Darcy Sunderman of Clarinda. All were unanimous first-team selections. DeMarc, Dries, and French all are seniors, while Sunderman is a sophomore and Shaben just a freshman for the Cyclones. Also, other first-teamers include Kemper Catholic's Morgan Neighborhouse, Asia Claver of Harlan, Megan Sheriff of Denison, Marlee Price of Lewis Central, and Morgan Lucy from Glenwood. Among the second-team picks this time around, Morgan Means and Amber Huttman of Lewis Central, Brandy Butel of Kemper Catholic, Christy Yardis of Red Oak, Josie Esser of Harlan, Kaylee Boo of Clarinda, Adrian Mahoney of Red Oak, Kim Graff of Shenandoah, McKenna Henze of Glenwood, and Atlantic's Mackenzie Holmes, a junior, was named to the second team. Among the honorable mentioned selections, Atlantic senior Sam McConnell, also Harlan's Lauren Larson and Kate Shomers, Kemper Catholic's Kenzie Birrell, Denison's Chelsea Van Ness, Lewis Central's Elizabeth Seeleman, also Clarinda's Allison Carr, Red Oak's Maddie Holmgren, and from Shenandoah, Emily Ray and Lindsay Hastings. All were honorable mentioned selections on the Hawkeye 10 volleyball picks. Well, high school football playoffs continue today now with semifinal round action. The 8-man semi scheduled for today up at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. They're just about an hour and a half away from kickoff in the opening game of the day. The 10 o'clock matchup this morning has Clarksville facing Murray, both those teams once beaten, heading into the semifinals today up on the carpet. Later on this afternoon at 1 o'clock, it's a rematch of last year's semis and a pretty good one. Number 1-ranked Armstrong-Ringsted facing 2nd-ranked Fremont Mills, both those teams 12-0, heading into today's 1 o'clock collision. In college football news, the day was always coming. The old coach was 84, and each new season brought questions whether it would be his last. No one, though, expected it to end like this. Joe Paterno, who won more games than any coach in major college football history, has been fired by Penn State trustees. The Hall of Fame coach, who had wanted to stay on through the end of his 46th season at Happy Valley, has seen his legend shattered by a child sex abuse scandal involving a former assistant coach. University President Graham Spanier also was fired amid the growing furor over how the school handled sexual abuse allegations against a former assistant coach, Jerry Sandusky. On Wednesday afternoon, the 84-year-old Paterno told disbelieving players that he was retiring at the end of the season, but the outcry following the arrest of Sandusky on molestation charges proved too much for the board to ignore. One key question has been why Paterno and other top school officials didn't go to police in 2002 after being told a graduate assistant saw Sandusky assaulting a boy in a school shower. In a statement, Paterno said he was absolutely devastated by the case in which his one-time heir apparent, Jerry Sandusky, has been charged with molesting 8 boys over 15 years, including at the Penn State football complex. Paterno held a meeting with his team, but afterward, quarterback Paul Jones said he'd never seen Paterno cry, but when he announced he was stepping down, Jones says he was crying the whole time. Paterno had planned to coach through the end of the season, but the trustees fired him Wednesday night, effective immediately. The players gave Paterno a standing ovation at the end of the meeting. Paterno was somber as he left, while players still appeared to be in disbelief. Paterno has been Penn State's head coach for 46 years, first arriving at State College in 1950 as an assistant to Rip Engel. Speaking at his house to a couple dozen students, Paterno said he was getting used to not being a football coach after 61 years. He issued a statement saying he was disappointed in the board's action but would respect its action. The 84-year-old Paterno had hoped his team could finish its season with dignity and determination. The 8-1 Nittany Lions ranked 12th in the AP poll, host 19th-ranked Nebraska Saturday in Happy Valley. Defensive coordinator Tom Bradley will serve as the interim coach. Hundreds of Penn State students took to the streets to chant their support for Paterno. The students flooded downtown State College Wednesday night after Paterno and University President Graham Spanier were fired amid a growing furor linked to their handling of sex abuse allegations against a former assistant football coach. The students gathered about two blocks from the campus, with some chanting, "We want Joe." Police in riot gear fired pepper spray, and at least one photographer was hit with a rock. A smaller crowd gathered outside Paterno's house. Well, as if Penn State didn't have enough to worry about, this alleged scandal is about to get federal scrutiny. The U.S. Education Department says it's looking into the matter for technically not reporting incidents of sexual abuse on campus in a timely manner as required by federal law. Education Secretary Arnie Duncan says the allegations, if true, are a tragedy for the boys and would be even worse if officials knew about the abuse and didn't report it. The National Football Foundation is withdrawing an award that it was to present to former Penn State Athletic Director Tim Curley. The NFF announced that the John L. Stoner Award given to an athletic director who has shown outstanding dedication to college athletics, and particularly college football, will not be presented at its award ceremony in December. The organization says there will be no winner for this year. Earlier this year, the NFF, which also runs the College Football Hall of Fame, announced Curley as the Toner Award winner. Curley's been charged with perjury and failure to report an alleged incident of child sex abuse by former Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky to authorities, and as required by state law, Curley stepped down as AD on Monday. In NFL news, to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have claimed Albert Haynesworth off of waivers just a day after the defensive lineman was released by New England. General manager Mark Domenech says the Bucs more than likely would not have been interested in the 350-pound Haynesworth if the team had not lost Gerald McCoy for the season this week because of a torn right biceps. Haynesworth joined New England this year after two rocky seasons in Washington, where he signed a 7-year, $100 million free agent contract in 2009. In six games with the Patriots, he had three tackles and no sacks. His last play was early in the third quarter of Sunday's 24-20 loss to the Giants when Brandon Jacobs scored on a 10-yard run. Lewis and Clark have gotten fines by the NFL. Baltimore Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis says he was fined an undisclosed amount by the NFL for a helmet-to-helmet hit on Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Hines Ward in Sunday night's game. In other NFL fines, Pittsburgh Steelers safety Ryan Clark is angry about being fined $40,000 for an illegal hit against Baltimore's Ed Dixon. Clark was flagged 15 yards for unnecessary roughness Sunday night, late in the first half of Baltimore's win, for launching himself into Dixon just after the ball glanced off of Dixon's hands. Chicago Bears wide receiver Earl Bennett has drawn a $5,000 fine from the NFL because he wore bright orange shoes in Monday night's win over the Philadelphia Eagles. In basketball news, Sioux City's Adam Woodbury headlines a five-player recruiting class that has signed letters of intent to play at Iowa. Woodbury, Mike Gazelle, Patrick Ingram, Kyle Meyer, and Anthony Clemens all signed with the Hawkeyes on Wednesday. They'll be eligible to play starting in the 2012-13 season. Woodbury, a 7-1 center, is considered one of the nation's top post prospects. He turned down North Carolina, among others, to play for the Hawkeyes. Gazelle, a 6-foot-1 point guard from South Sioux City, Nebraska, is rated as a four-star prospect by recruiting publication Rivals.com. Ingram is a shooting guard from Indianapolis, Indiana. Meyer is a 6'10 center from Georgia. Clemens is a 6'1 point guard from Lansing, Michigan. The Hawkeyes recruiting class is ranked the 19th best in the country by ESPN. Iowa State has signed prep stars George Niang, Sharon Dorsey Walker, and Karawam Okoro to letters of intent. Niang is a 6'7" power forward from the Tilton School in New Hampshire. Niang, who's originally from Methuen, Massachusetts, chose the Cyclones over offers from Iowa, Texas A&M, and Providence, and others. Niang is considered a consensus top 100 recruit. Dorsey Walker is a 6'4" shooting guard from Detroit who picked Iowa State over offers from Michigan and Indiana, while Okoro is also a 6'4" shooting guard, and he hails from New York City. That was a comeback victory for St. John's in more ways than one. God's gift Achua had 21 points and 8 rebounds, and St. John's rallied from a 14-point second-half deficit for a 78-73 victory over Lehigh to give Coach Steve Lavin a win in his return to the bench after a month of prostate cancer surgery. The former UCLA coach was wearing what has become his coaching uniform since last season, a black sports jacket with a white shirt, no tie, and white sneakers. The rest of the staff was wearing the same thing as it did during Lavin's absence. Oklahoma paid former basketball coach Jeff Capel $1.75 million in addition to his monthly salary after firing him following back-to-back losing seasons. According to documents released Wednesday to the Associated Press in response to an open records request, Oklahoma continued to pay Capel his monthly salary through the end of June under the terms of his contract. In addition to that, the documents show that Capel also received $500,000 extra at the end of May and a $1.25 million lump sum at the end of June. Well, Central Florida Athletic Director Keith Tribble resigned Wednesday amid allegations of recruiting violations in the school's football and basketball programs. School President John Hitt announced the move at a news conference to discuss a notice of allegations the school received this week from the NCAA. That notice details a list of infractions the NCAA says Tribble and other athletic department employees engaged in with reputed agent runners and several players. North Dakota's House has given final legislative approval to a bill that lets the University of North Dakota retire its Fighting Sioux nickname. The House voted 63-31 Wednesday to repeal a law that requires the school to keep the nickname and an American Indian logo. The bill says UND can't approve another nickname before January of 2015. The school wants to drop the nickname and the logo to end NCAA sanctions against the school, as the association claims that the nickname is allegedly offensive to American Indians. In the National Hockey League last night, New York Rangers beat Ottawa 3-2, Tampa Bay in overtime, a 2-1 winner over Philadelphia, while Nashville defeated Anaheim by a score of 4-2. In baseball news, Washington Nationals catcher Wilson Ramos was abducted by gunmen Wednesday from his home in his native Venezuela, where he was playing winter ball. The 24-year-old Ramos was taken away in an SUV by four armed men in the central part of that country. That's according to a Twitter message from Kathy Vieira, spokeswoman for the catcher's Venezuelan league team. Judicial police in Venezuela said the gunman entered Ramos' home which is about 95 miles west of Venezuela's capital of Caracas. Ramos is considered one of the Nationals' young building blocks as they try to become a contender in the National League East. As a rookie in 2011, he hit .267 with 15 homers and 52 RBIs in 113 games. He also threw out 19 of 67 runners attempting to steal a base. That's a 28% success rate, which ranked third among qualifying catchers in the National League. A person familiar with the situation says Jose Reyes toured the Florida Marlins' new ballpark as a potential pillar for the franchise. With the new stadium scheduled to open in April, the perennially thrifty Marlins are expected to increase their payroll from $57 million this year to about $80 million in 2012, which will allow them to be active in the free agent market. Hall of Famer Ryan Sandberg left his interview with the Cardinals confident he's capable of filling their vacant managerial position to replace the retired Tony La Russa. Sandberg called it a comfortable conversation and said it went about as well as it could have gone. Jorge Posada says there's no chance he'll be back with the New York Yankees next year and that his choice is to move on to another team or retire. Posada said his agents had heard from about a half dozen teams who had expressed interest. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.